You're listening to Full Circle Weekly News, news of the open source community presented by Full Circle Magazine. These articles are compiled by Eric the Unready, and I'm your host, Moss Bliss. This is episode 443, covering week 49, December 1st through 7th, 2025. NixOS 25.11 is out, based on the Nix Package Manager. In NixOS, all system configuration is handled through a single system configuration file. Features include the ability to quickly roll back to a previous configuration version and switch between different system states. Individual users can install individual packages, and multiple versions of a single program can be used simultaneously. Reproducible builds are also available. Installation images with a graphical environment and a reduced console version are available for x86-64 and ARM64 architectures. When using Nix, the resulting packages are stored in a separate subdirectory under /nix/store. Installing a package means building it or downloading it pre-built, provided it was built on Hydra, the NixOS project's build service, creating a directory with symbolic links to all packages in the system or user profile, and then adding that directory to the path list. A similar approach is used in the GNU GUIX package manager, which is based on Nix developments. The package collection is presented in a special repository, Nix Packages. Ubuntu Touch 24.04-1.1 and 20.04 OTA-11 firmware updates have been released based on the Ubuntu 24.04 and Ubuntu 20.04. These firmware updates are being developed by the UbiPorts project, which took over development of the Ubuntu Touch mobile platform after Canonical stepped away from it. Ubuntu Touch 24.04-1.1 update will be released in the coming days for Asus Zenfone Max Pro M1, FX Tech Pro 1X, Fairphone 3/3+/4/5, Google Pixel 3a/3AXL, JingPad A1, OnePlus 5/5T/6/6T, OnePlus Nord N10 5G/N100, Sony Xperia X, Volifone X22/X23, Xiaomi Poco X3 NFC/X3, Xiaomi Poco M2 Pro, Xiaomi Redmi Note 9 Pro/Pro Max/9S, Volifone Quintus, Vola Tablet, Lenovo Tab M10 HD 2 Gen, Rabbit R1, and Xiaomi Redmi 9/9 Prime. Among the changes in Ubuntu Touch 24.04-1.1 and 20.04 OTA-11 are the inclusions of VoLTE support in the firmware for the Fairphone 4 and Volifone 22 devices. The first boot time after upgrading from the Ubuntu Touch 20.04 series to Ubuntu Touch 24.04 has been reduced. 20.04 OTA-11 implements support for USB-C headsets. Other issues addressed include 100% CPU usage when scanning media files, missing notifications, app crashes, Wi-Fi hotspot issues, and playback continuing after disconnecting a Bluetooth headset. FreeBSD 15.0 has been released. Installation builds are available for the AMD 64, AR 64, ARM V7, PowerPC 64, PowerPC 64 LE, and RISC-V 64 architectures. Additionally, builds are available for virtualization systems and cloud environments such as Amazon EC2, Google Compute Engine, and Vagrant. Starting with the FreeBSD 15 branch, the maintenance period for major branches after the 15.0 release has been reduced from 5 to 4 years, with new major branches being created every 2 years. Intermediate releases, 15.1, 15.2, 15.3, will be developed on a fixed development cycle, with new versions published in a single branch approximately every 6 months, rather than once a year as was previously the case. Taking into account the simultaneous maintenance of two different major branches, a new intermediate release will be published every 3 months, with the exception of the preparation of the first releases of new major branches, before which there will be a 6-month break in releases. OnlyOffice Document Server 9.2 has been released, featuring a server implementation for OnlyOffice online editors and collaboration tools. These editors can be used for working with text documents, spreadsheets, and presentations. The project's code is distributed under the open source AGPL v3 license. OnlyOffice Desktop Editors 9.2 was released at the same time, sharing the same code base with the online editors. The desktop editors are designed as a desktop application written in JavaScript using web technologies, but combine client and server components into a single suite designed for self-contained use on the user's local system without relying on an external service. For on-premises collaboration, users can also use the Nextcloud Hub platform, which provides full integration with OnlyOffice. OnlyOffice claims full compatibility with MS Office and Open Document formats. Supported formats include Doc, Docx, ODT, RTF, TXT, PDF, HTML, EPUB, XPS, DJVU, XLS, XLSX, ODS, CSV, PPT, PPTX, and ODP. The editor's functionality can be expanded through plugins, such as those for creating templates and embedding YouTube videos. Ready-to-use builds are available for Windows and Linux. Deb and RPM packages are available. The developers of the Alma Linux distribution announced the creation of the Media and Entertainment SIG Working Group, which will focus on developing Alma Linux for professional studios creating visual effects and animation, as well as post-production. The working group's goal is to transform Alma Linux into a Linux platform suitable for professional use in studios of all sizes. The group will organize a collaborative effort between content creators, engineers, and open source developers to ensure Alma Linux compatibility with professional applications and develop a solution that addresses studio-specific requirements. In the first quarter of 2026, the focus will be on documenting the Alma Linux configuration for workstations and render farms. Official architectural reference specifications and compatibility guides are planned for publication in the second half of 2026. Linux kernel 6.18 has been designated a long-term support branch. Updates for the 6.18 branch will be released until at least December 2027, but it's possible that, as with previous LTS branches, the support period will be extended to 6 years. For regular kernel releases, updates are released only until the next stable branch is released. Linux kernel 5.4 branch has reached the end of its maintenance cycle, with the final release 5.4.302 being published. No further updates will be published in the 5.4.x series. The 5.4 branch was created in November 2019 and is used in Ubuntu 20.04 LTS and Oracle Unbreakable Enterprise Kernel 6. Products shipping with a 5.4 kernel are recommended to migrate to a more recent LTS release. Alpine Linux 3.23 is now available. It is a minimalist distribution built on the Muscle library system and the BusyBox utility suite. The distribution has enhanced security requirements and is built with stack smashing protection. OpenRC is used as the initialization system and a proprietary APK package manager is used for package management. Alpine is used to generate official Docker container images and is used in the post-market OS project. Bootable ISO images for x86-64, x86, ARMHF, ARCH64, ARMv7, PPC64LE, S390X, RISC-V64, and Long ARCH64 are available in 6 flavors: Standard, Network Bootable, Extended, Virtual Machine, Mini Root FS, and Xen Hypervisor. The developers of the MinIO project, developing high-performance object storage compatible with the Amazon S3 API, announced the transition of the repository to maintenance mode. Only critical vulnerability fixes will be included in the open-source codebase, while changes related to new functionality and bug fixes will remain in the private repository, which is used to develop the commercial version. Users who require support or an actively maintained version are advised to migrate to the proprietary MinIO AI Store product. MinIO developers have previously expressed dissatisfaction with the use of the developments in third-party proprietary products without complying with the AGPL license terms and without attribution. The current code base remains licensed under the AGPL 3.0 license, and interested participants can fork it and develop it themselves. Existing open-source alternatives include AI Store, Garage, Ambry, Seaweed FS, Rust FS, HS5, and Versity S3 Gateway. Oracle has released Solaris 11.4 SRU87, which introduces a series of major changes and improvements for the Solaris 11.4 branch. To install the fixes included in the update, simply run the package update command. Users can also take advantage of the free Solaris 11.4 CBE edition, which is developed using a continuous release model. Proxmox, known for developing Proxmox Virtual Environment, Proxmox Backup Server, and Proxmox Mail Gateway, has released the first stable release of its new distribution, Proxmox Data Center Manager, which includes a user interface and tools for centralized management of multiple independent clusters based on Proxmox Virtual Environment. The server backend, command line utilities, and new web interface are written in Rust and developed under the AGPL v3 license. The web interface uses a custom widget set based on the UWeb framework. Proxmox Data Center Manager allows you to inspect all connected modes and clusters through a single web interface, managing complex and distributed infrastructures scaling from individual local installations to geographically distributed data centers. Among other things, it enables centralized execution of actions as live migration of virtual machines between different clusters. The backend and interface are optimized for managing large numbers of nodes. The code base underlying the GNOME 50 release has been updated with a set of changes that implement a setting for managing the restoration of applications launched in the previous session. A switch has been added that allows you to disable the option to save the list of running applications when you log off and restore their windows in the next session. In May, the GNOME Session Manager removed the old session persistence code, which was incompatible with systemd-based session management components. The old implementation, which saved the list of active applications before terminating a session, did not work on systems running systemd. At the end of September, a new session persistence system was based on systemd and introduced for GNOME. Also, the GSM session save object was added, enabling the state of individual applications to be saved. In addition to preserving window positions after restoration, GNOME applications can also include logic for restoring state. The NFTables Packet Filter Release 1.1.6 is now available. It unifies packet filtering interfaces for IPv4, IPv6, ARP, and network bridges aimed at replacing IP tables, IP6 table, ARP tables, and EB tables. The accompanying libnftnl 1.3.1 library, which provides a low-level API for interacting with the NFTables subsystem, has also been released. The filtering rules themselves and protocol-specific handlers are compiled into bytecode and user space. This bytecode is then loaded into the kernel via the netlink interface and executed in a dedicated kernel virtual machine, reminiscent of BPF Berkeley packet filters. This approach significantly reduces the size of the filtering code running at the kernel level and moves all rule parsing and protocol logic to user space. Oracle has released Oracle Linux 10.1, a distribution built on Red Hat Enterprise Linux 10.1 package base and fully binary compatible. ISO installation images designed for the x86-64 and ARM64 AH64 architectures are available for unlimited download. Oracle Linux 10 offers unlimited and free access to a YUM repository with binary package updates that fix errata and security issues. Separately maintained repositories with the application stream and code-ready builder packages are also available for download. The kernel source code, including a breakdown of individual patches, is available in Oracle's public Git repository. The Unbreakable Enterprise kernel is installed by default and is positioned as an alternative to the standard RHEL kernel package. It provides a number of advanced features, such as dtrace integration and improved ButterFS support. Aside from the additional kernel, Oracle Linux 10.1 and RHEL 10.1 are completely identical in functionality. The list of changes can be found in the RHEL 10.1 announcement. You've been listening to Full Circle Weekly News. For more details, see the next issue of the magazine at fullcirclemagazine.org or check the links in the show notes. You can contact me at bardmoss@pm.me. I'll see you next week.